Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is very happy to be joined this afternoon by a multi-award-winning composer for film, TV, and for live productions like our local Pageant of the Masters. Her name is Star Parodi, and she's on the phone now. Hi, Star.
Hey, Tyler.
Thanks for doing this interview with us. It's cool to have you as somebody who's behind the scenes of the Pageant of the Masters and has been for a while, but maybe a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, no, the Pageant of the Masters has been a huge, huge influence on my musical life. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot we can go over as far as accolades in your career, but we should also tell people that you were part of the house band, The Posse, on the Arsenio Hall show, which is really cool.
Yes, definitely.
How long did you do that? What year to what year?
That was 1989 to 1994.
So what was that like, if I can ask that very broad question?
Oh, my gosh, that is a broad question. You know, it was one of those things where magic happens, you know, where you're in the flow of the river, or, you know, I guess you could just say where you're in the right place at the right time, and so many different elements come together to make things, you know, a very special experience. That was one of those times in my life, and I think in the lives of a lot of people that worked on that show, most of whom were all still friends. We were like a big family.
Yeah, no, what a cool thing to have on your resume, among many other things. I know you've worked on the James Bond theme and on Harry Potter and on a lot of other stuff. So does anything stick out for you whenever people hear that you did one particular thing? Are they blown away? Which one is it?
Well, you know what? It's so cool that people still remember the Arsenio Hall show because it was such a groundbreaking show. And it was funny, I was just recently at something where Questlove was, it was his kind of a foodie Grammy party.
Okay.
And he told me that that the Arsenio show really paved the way for the shows that came after it, you know, including our band. And it just really felt great to hear. It was,
yeah,
just, you know, a really cool, really cool thing, because I think their band is so great on tonight's show.
Well, music on TV has changed a little bit. There's not as many theme bands or house bands or theme songs. So, yeah, you definitely did pave the way. And what's fading from it is still alive on late shows, but that's about it, really.
I know. It's really true.
Yeah. Well, we love your local connection here to Laguna. Obviously, you've done a lot. So to get invited to compose music for the pageant, which, by the way, I think you were the only woman to have your concert orchestral works performed in the entire 75-year history of the pageant. How did that all start?
My writing partner, Jeff Fair, and I have been doing movie trailers, writing music for movie trailers for a long time, which is where the James Bond connection that you mentioned came in. And our concertmaster is a violinist named Bob Peterson, who's been the concertmaster of the Laguna Pageant of the Masters for many years. And he introduced us to the director, Dee Challis Davey, who's just an amazing woman with a lot of vision, just really super cool woman. And we really hit it off, and she asked me to write some music, and we started, you know, with just a couple of pieces 9 years ago, and it's turned into just a wonderful annual event where, you know, we write for just, you know, many, many of their production numbers, and it's varied every year, and they really do put a lot of thought. There's several other composers that do it. I think that there's a total of four or five composers that write, you know, each person has a portion of the music to do every year, and they put so much thought into who is going to connect best with what particular music, and so I feel like they always choose the right music for me to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just been a wonderful relationship and marriage between us and them.
So what works did you compose for this year?
I did the Carl Larson works. There's three of those pieces, and did the Gertrude Stein pieces. It was a Matisse piece and a Cezanne piece called Bathers. And then did all the Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera pieces in Act Two, which is the opening of Act Two, and, you know, many of her Frida's paintings, Borderline, and Diego's painting, Detroit Industry. So, you know, lots of paintings this year.
Well, the Frida Kahlo connection is really interesting. Again, Star Parodi's on the phone, award-winning composer who works at Pageant of the Masters, among many other things. And you have a new record that just came out called The Heart of Frida, which just so happened you were coincidentally recording before it was discovered that Frida Kahlo was a huge part of this year's pageant. Is that right?
That is so correct. this is a typical thing that happens with the pageant and us, is some coincidence happens every year. It's really something.
So tell us about that record. Why are you inspired by Frida Kahlo?
9 years ago, when Jeff and I first started writing for the Pageant of the Masters, the theme was the muse. And so rather than partners, with Diego and Frida being partners, as this year they're being shown, that year she was kind of, as well as many other different artists, were being shown with their muses. And most of the artists were men, and most of their muses were women. And most of them didn't, most of the muses did a lot of the work, and they were either in love with the artist, but maybe the artist was married and never really, there was like unrequited love, or you know, they did some work, but they didn't get the credit for it. But what hit me about Frida Kahlo was that she was a muse for Diego, but she broke through and she found her own voice, and she created her own space in the art world to be the individual that she was. And she did this, you know, through such great adversity, physical adversity, you know, having polio as a child when she was six and being in a really terrible accident and breaking practically everything in her body when she was 18. And she kind of came through this, and, you know, their love was so strong, but they both had these individual art careers, and that just really hit me and was very inspiring to me. And I always wanted to do something, you know, that honored her and that was inspired by her. And then my father, oh my gosh, that's a whole other story, but he, before I was born, had another life, unbeknownst to me, mostly in Mexico, where he was married several other times.
Oh, wow.
And this whole thing, had a ranch in Mexico, and he actually, you know, I found out after he passed away, had been in Mexico City living at the same time that Frida Kahlo was there. And I imagined that they were contemporaries, and, you know, he was kind of a larger-than-life person, as she also was. And I don't know, I just wanted to honor her and kind of explore my dad's roots, you know, and kind of uncover and unpeel the layers of our family as well.
Wow.
So it was just a really cool experience, and I just really feel, even the more I learn about Frida Kahlo, you know, how much respect I have for her and her art.
So are you in touch with any of your dad's multiple Mexican wives?
They're all passed away.
Okay.
it is questionable whether I have any siblings there or not. I'm still kind
right.
of to that, but yeah, it's really interesting.
What a fact. I mean, you got an Ancestry.com that is interesting.
I know. Believe me, I've been looking into it.
Well, where can people find the new record, The Heart of Frida?
They can go to iTunes or Amazon.com or Bandcamp or CD Baby. It's kind of on all the streaming places. And then there's actual physical CDs too. Some people tell me they really still like to listen to those. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of do too. I like holding something in my hand. So those are, you know, available as well on Amazon and Bandcamp and CD Baby. So.
And are there any other movie trailers or things that we can be on the lookout for that your music is going to be in soon?
Well, like I said, this record just came out this last week, and so what I'm preparing for right now is a concert. I've asked a couple of wonderful, amazing aerialists who were with Cirque du Soleil. They're I guess you would call them aerialists. They do trapeze and they and I are going to do a concert together on October 1st at the Moss Theater in Santa Monica. And so I'm really, really excited about that.
Cool.
And so that's kind of what I'm working on at this very moment.
Great. Well, we're excited that we caught you when the new record came out and all the coincidences happening around the Pageant of the Masters and your involvement. And now people, maybe next year, will take a little more interest in the music behind the show. I think it's particularly cool to know how much work goes into it and be on the lookout for what other works you compose for at next year's pageant.
You know, one thing about the pageant that's so neat is that when you look at a piece of art, just as a viewer, there's so much history behind every piece of art that you don't really know. And I feel like I've learned so much. Dan Dooling, who's an art historian and who writes all the copy for the Pageant of the Masters, you know, we'll look at a painting and be, you know, trying to feel what impressions we're, you know, Jeff and I are getting about writing music for it. And then he'll tell us some piece of history about the painting that will completely alter the way we think about it. For instance, a portrait of a woman that just looks like a portrait of a woman, we might find out that it was a scandalous painting, that the woman was an American that was trying to break into French society, that her strap was down off her shoulder and they painted it back up. Or, you know, I mean, it's just amazing how each piece of art has a story behind it. And so it's been just wonderful to learn about that. And it definitely affects how and what we write for the music for it.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people give that some consideration, because it's easy to sit and watch the pageant and be like, all right, there's more people standing with pictures. But there's a lot of meaning behind what you're seeing. And it's important to reflect on that, I think.
Yeah, totally true.
Well, Star Parodi, we really appreciate you calling in and updating us on what's going on with you. And we hope you stay in touch and maybe come visit us in Laguna Beach sometime.
I completely will. I would love to.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time and thanks for calling in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Star. Bye-bye.